Keith, let's start by way of introduction. First of all, congratulations. You guys had a big, big night last night.
Yes, it was quite an honor. I know a lot of farms and ranches that deserve the honor, but nobody's going to appreciate it more than we do.
It's humbling to know that after the work that we've done to be selected is quite an honor.
Tell me a little bit about what goes into this and about your operation itself.
So the Environmental Stewardship Program, NCBA, started this, I guess, 33 years ago. At that time, the North Dakota Stockmen have a state environmental stewardship program. We won that last year and then our application got sent on to the NCBA. So it's the spotlight, the cattle industry, and how we are environmental stewards, and we're worried about sustainability and passing our legacy and passing the place on in a better manner than when we got it.
Legacy is probably a key word. Tell me what that means to you and what kind of things you're doing on your operation.
So, yeah, legacy is being able to, I'm blessed. I get my son wanted to come back, and we got a couple granddaughters right now. Hopefully he keeps working on that. I come from a long line of farmers, maybe not on our place because I'm the oldest man, or oldest son of an older son, so we always had to start from scratch, but there's been Bartholomew's farming in the area since 1895. So we're a cow-calf operation. We grow most of our own feed, and we have a small hoop finishing barn that we usually finish out about 400 or 500 head of cattle. We purchase a few. So
from a conservation standpoint, Carl, what kind of things are you guys doing on your operation?
We're working on rotational grazing and moving from pasture to pasture. And then on the farming end of things, we're doing cover crop, getting to extend our grazing season into the winter months.
How'd that work for you this year? Obviously, other than that October storm, Mother Nature cooperated, I would guess, pretty well for you.
This year worked out really well. That ice storm set us back a little bit, but as soon as it warmed back up, we just moved them to a new field right before we came down here to the cattle con, and it's a good relief when don't have to feed them when we're gone.
That is good. What does this mean to you personally? What do you think about this accomplishment?
I've dedicated most of my career to conservation through the conservation districts. I've been a supervisor at the local level in the conservation districts for, I believe, 37 years. Some people think I've been around 45, but it hasn't been that long yet. It's just humbling and gratifying to be recognized. But I don't think we do that much different than anybody else. But words. I can't express them enough.
What's the next step here? This goes on to a national competition.
Yeah, so we were selected in Region 7, which consists of Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota, which are great conservation states. So that's even more of an honor to be selected. So now the next step, the national winner will be selected in April during the spring fly-in for NCBA, and the national winner will be selected at that time. So.